Focus for our sermon today, we start with Proverbs 8, verse 13, as we look at pride and being judgment. If you would look at Jesus and his life and kind of think about who his enemies were, who would you think about? Think definitely if you're thinking about Jesus and God, of course, the enemy you think of, the thing that is against him so often is the devil, right? Jesus came to destroy the work of Satan and sin and devil and the devil and death, right? But if you think about as Jesus is teaching and preaching and going out throughout the world, who so often opposed him? Who are the people who are always trying to get him arrested and speaking against what he was saying? They didn't like what he said. And so often when Jesus taught, who was he teaching to? Of course, he taught to everyone, but there's so many times where he tells a parable or a story, and in the Bible it actually says, and he told it to these people. You think of who I'm thinking about? Those Pharisees, right? Those Pharisees who were the religious leaders of that time and so much opposed what Jesus had to say and teach. They didn't like anything he had, and especially as Jesus continued to teach and preach about the true faith, they didn't like it. And when we think about the Pharisees and what our acceptable sin is today, we see that they match up pretty well, don't they? We see so often the word Pharisee isn't used very much in our world today, but when is it used? When we're talking about someone who's being judgmental, who they're proud and self-righteous. Now, it's easy to talk about the Pharisees, those people, but that's not the point, right? The point of this whole series is not to look at those big sins out there. We so often can decry about how the world is just falling apart and look at how evil and you can probably see post after post on social media and, oh, look what happened here and look what those people are doing. But do we get distracted by the sins of others and forget the sins that we are committing? The sins that we kind of sweep over and are so common in our life that they just grow and grow and we think maybe they're just acceptable. So how does pride and Pharisees play a part in all of this? Well, in our text for today from Proverbs, God says this, "To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech." God hates pride. He hates pride, and the problem is pride is not just out there, but it's inside each of us. And the truth is, pride makes you a Pharisee. Makes me a Pharisee too. When we're filled with pride, we don't understand and listen to God's word in the way that we need to. And it affects so many things, right? Pride affects how our relationships with each other, with our kids, with our God, with our work. When we're filled with pride, it affects everything. One of the biggest things that pride does is it affects how we see. Pride makes us blind, or pride makes it so you cannot see. How is that? Kids, you ever go to school and you're eating and what happens? You get a little something on your shirt, but no one says anything. You get home and you look in the mirror, oh, I had this thing on my shirt. Or your hair, right? You're playing and all of a sudden your hair is all crazy. And no one tells you, right? But you can easily see when that happens to someone else. We get frustrated when something is off on ourselves, but we can't see it. But that's what pride does. What do we do? Well, we can point out all the problems of everyone else. I can easily see where they fall short, where they have problems. But pride makes ourselves blind to our own problems. We cannot see clearly. It's like that little smudge on your shirt, right? And I can point out all the sins of others, but we can't see our own. What does God say about that, right? When he's talking about judging, before you try to remove the speck out of your neighbor's eye, remove the plank out of your own eye. Pride causes us to be judgmental and to ignore the sins that we struggle with. And the truth is that pride is in some ways in every sin. Why? Because pride says it's all about me. I don't want anything to do with what God says is right and wrong. It's about me. What I think is right. And it's about me getting more or me getting my way. You think just of kids, right? Don't have to teach them to be selfish. But pride says, I deserve this. It's mine. And it should be my way. And I should be able to do things my way. And this is what sin is. When God says, do this or do that, and I say, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what is best. I know what is better for me. I know what is good for me. I know what will and will not hurt me. All right, kids, are you ever that way with your parents? Right? When they tell you, don't do that, don't do this, right? That's not really safe or that's not good for you. And in pride, what do? You don't know what you're talking about. But don't worry, kids, you're not alone. Us adults struggle with that as well. As we struggle with God and what he has to say to us. And especially in all of our relationships. Because we are so prideful about getting things our way. And so what does pride do? Well, I think as we look at what we have in our relationships, we see that pride destroys things. One of the most famous passages read at weddings is this passage about love, right? In 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about love, and here's just a few verses. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. When you're proud, are you patient? Are you kind? Are you boastful? Do you dishonor others because you think you're right? Do you seek your own ways? Do you think what you know is best? And how easily angered are you when you're proud and you think, I know the right way? Or what they're doing, that's just silly and foolish. All of these things, this is what pride does to us. And so we see pride destroys love and compassion. It destroys how we interact with one another. We don't love God because we don't want to do what he says. We don't think he knows what he's talking about. But then pride affects all of our relationships. Think about marriage, right? If I'm proud, it's so easy to think about, well, yeah, our marriage has maybe some problems, but whose fault is that? Well, it's not my fault. Our marriage struggles because, well, that person. And that happens sometimes where people come into marriage counseling and they can't admit one thing that they're doing to cause their marriage to have problems. It's all the other person's fault. You're blinded from your sins. Or at work, where you're proud and you think you're always right and those people are doing it wrong. Or in school, where that teacher doesn't know what he's talking about. Or your parents, the easy one, right? Of course they don't know what they're talking about. But what about being a parent? Are we too proud to admit when we sin and ask for forgiveness from our kids? Or are we too proud and we expect our kids to be perfect when we know that they are sinful and that they fall short in just the same ways that we do? And so that leads also to compassion. Destroying the compassion that we have for others because we think we are so much better. Oh, I don't do that. How could they fall into that? Or with your kids, right? They're doing that again. Or you just think, man, do they just get up in the morning and they're just trying to cause problems? Trying to find any way to get at me? And that's prideful because we're making it all about us, right? Our kids have their struggles and their pains, and they're not always just trying to get on your nerves. But as parents, we know we aren't perfect, and we don't parent perfectly, but we sometimes lack compassion on our kids or on those around us. This is, again, what Jesus did with those Pharisees so often. Those Pharisees lacked compassion. And they didn't think that they had any sins. We just recently heard in the gospel last week, right? The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, right? And what does the tax collector or the Pharisee do? Thank God I'm not like that tax collector. Has no compassion for who he is and what he maybe has gone through. And this man who's coming before God, repenting. Or one of the most beautiful sections of Luke's gospel, Luke 15. This is we call it the chapter of the lost. Why? Because God talks about those who are lost and it's the lost coin, right? And the lost sheep, and how God goes and searches after them. And finally, the prodigal son, that son who goes away, and how God welcomes him back with open arms and says, you're forgiven. But why are those parables even told? It says this, now the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with him. So then Jesus told them those parables. Or before, in Luke 18, when we talk about the Pharisee and the tax collector, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. When we are prideful, we're self-righteous, and we lack compassion for others. On the back of the sermon sheet, there's a list of a few sins that pride and being judgmental leads to. A few of them are listed. Moral self-righteousness, correct doctrine, the pride of achievement, being right, and a critical spirit. When we think we have it all and Everyone else, they're the miserable people. They don't deserve God's love. That's what the Pharisees did. Are we looking at the world around us and asking and saying, God, have mercy on them. Give them the gospel. Give them peace. Are we saying, well, they're getting what they deserve? Or are we so proud? Could this ever happen in the Wells? I just heard this again recently where someone said, yeah, they heard about this Wells church, and they said, yeah, they think they're the only ones going to heaven. We know that's not true, but do we give that impression? That we are the only ones who can know God, and our doctrine, well, it's good to be looking after doctrine and holding to doctrine. Does it make us proud and self-righteous? What about just being right? Where we lose the love for others because I have to be right. And when we think about this in the church where we begin to make laws or say this is the way it must be done when it's not in the Bible. And so we say our way is the only way, it's the right way, where it's not doctrine. But we can do that, and the painful thing is we don't just do that with people outside the church, but we do that with brothers and sisters. Where we're prideful about the way we do it, and it's the only way. And if you're doing it wrong, well, you're wrong. If you do it another way. Or just that critical spirit. Where we're so proud in our thoughts that just everything is wrong. If it's not the way I do it. And you look at those different sins and the way that pride shows itself, and think about all your different relationships. How does pride affect those? And how does it make you blind to the ways you are those things? How does it hurt your relationships, and especially with God? But more than this love and compassion, there's another thing that pride destroys. For the Pharisees, they were so self-righteous, they didn't hear Jesus and his love and mercy. They were proud of who they were. And I'm going to use an example for us to think about this, of what this then destroys. One of the things I think most of us, many of us, are very proud of is you're proud to be an American, right? There's songs that go that way, right? Proud to be an American, which is true, right? It's good. But what did you do to become an American? Most of the kids, and I thought of this too because I saw a younger kid wearing a shirt that was, you know, maybe a little bit more crass about being patriotic. And I thought, what did that kid do to become an American? They were born here? But I know some go and fight and serve and do things to really protect our freedom, which we're very thankful for. But we're so proud of being American, but what did you do to become an American? Nothing. How does that relate to the Pharisees? Well, they were so proud of themselves, but they've really fallen short. Pride then destroys grace. Because we're proud of who we are and what we've accomplished, and so we ignore the grace that God has given us. Because yes, we of course know that if you want to work hard and achieve something, you do have to work hard. It's not just free. But what about our standing with God? It's like being an American. We didn't deserve it. We didn't do anything to get in it. We were born into it. His God washes us clean through baptism and gives us faith. And so when we're so proud of who we are and as a Christian, if I am faithful in going to church and I don't do those sins, well, sometimes it can destroy the love that God has for us in grace. But we don't have to fear because Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you perfectly, which then destroys that sin of pride in us and forgives it. And we need to hear that over and over again, how Jesus was perfect in our place and loved you perfectly. He had every reason to be prideful, didn't he? He was God. He had all power and might. But he humbled himself and then loves you. He went to the cross to love you. Where pride is all about self and loving myself and not God and not others, Jesus served his Father and loved you. And so what does that mean? It means our sins are forgiven. Our sins of pride, our sins of putting ourselves first and being self-righteous. That thinking, we're so much greater. As we go forward in this series, all these acceptable sins, I think in some way, deal with pride because we ignore them because we're so proud. But remember that Jesus was not proud in how he came to serve and love you, to wash you clean. And as he loves us, we can go out and get rid of our pride. To love and serve him and others, not out of our own work or not to earn anything from ourselves, but because we're washed and clean and loved. And so as you hear these words of 1 Corinthians 13, where it talks about love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. We can be conflicted, but then understand it's not us, that's God, and how God loves you. So while God hates pride and hates that part of us that we so much need to fight, know that Jesus loves you and forgives your sins because he has loved you perfectly. Amen.